Good evening, this is Akashvani Kohima. I am Jijunyo Matha with the news, the headlines. Nagaland observes International Day Against Drug Abuse and Illicit Trafficking. Minister Health and Family Welfare P. Paiwang Konyak assures to strengthen medical infrastructure in District Hospital PAC. India creates history, SpaceX Dragon spacecraft carrying Shubhanshu Shukla dock at space station. And District Dharti Abha Abhiyan Awareness and Benefit Saturation Camp held across Nagaland. And now the news in detail. International Day Against Drug Abuse and Illicit Trafficking was observed globally today. Addressing a program to mark the day, Nagaland Director General of Police DGP Rupin Sharma has admitted that despite years of effort, the state has collectively failed to address the growing menace of drug abuse and trafficking. He warned that the problem is far more serious than acknowledged, adding that what we are doing is definitely not enough. The DGP was speaking at the International Day Against Drug Abuse and Illicit Trafficking program, jointly organized by Social Welfare Department and Sex and Kripa Foundation Nagaland in Kohima today. Mr. Sharma revealed that Nagaland currently has nearly 1.2 lakh drug users, primarily addicted to heroin and shan flowers, with an estimated 5 lakh sob cases of drugs consumed annually. In contrast, all enforcement agencies combined are only able to seize around 10,000 sob cases per year in the state, he added, stating that anti-drug mechanisms lack coordination and accountability, especially at the district level. Mr. Sharma said that unless all agencies work together, there will be no success. He called for urgent unified action involving the police, government, NGOs and community institutions. Mr. Sharma suggested for the development of a unified interdepartmental PowerPoint presentation that can be circulated across institutions to raise awareness and coordinate efforts. The DGP also stressed the need for stronger community police collaboration. He said religious counseling without psychological intervention is not enough, urging the state to scale up trained psychological counselors and structured rehabilitation efforts. Minister Health and Family Welfare P. Paiwang Konyak assured provision of laparoscopic machine, ultrasound machine, ambulance, additional medical officer at Chosuba Trauma Center, and other essential healthcare services to strengthen medical infrastructure in District Hospital PAC. The minister, along with the team of officers from the department today, successfully concluded the second phase of statewide tour at PAC District. The visit emphasizes the government's commitment to strengthening Prime Minister's vision of a Viksit Nagaland for a Viksit Bharat, addressing infrastructural and service gaps. The minister also, with the Secretary of Health and Family Welfare and officials from the department, DC and SP PAC, inspected District Hospital PAC District. Speaking at a meeting held at the District Hospital, Mr. Paiwang expressed his commitment to fill the gaps by developing the health centers across the state, keeping in mind to develop the nation and state by 2047, achieving WHO and Indian public health standards. India created history as the SpaceX Dragon spacecraft carrying the Axiom 4 crew, including Indian Air Force Group Captain Shubhanshu Shukla, gently docked with the International Space Station ISS at 4 p.m. this afternoon. With this, India has an astronaut in space after 41 years. Lucknow-born Shukla is also the second Indian in space following Rakesh Sharma's flight in 1984. His historic mission carries four astronauts from the U.S., India, Poland and Hungary to the ISS for a 14-day scientific expedition in low Earth orbit LEO, docked with the Harmony Module space-facing port. Minister of Science and Technology Dr. Jitendra Singh has congratulated Indian Air Force Group Captain Shubhanshu Shukla and the Axiom 4 mission team for their successful docking at the ISS.
पहली मर्तबा ऐसा हो रहा है कि कोई भारतीय मूल का अंतरिक्ष यात्री इंटरनेशनल स्पेस स्टेशन पर गए हैं तो भारत के लिए गर्व की बात तो ही है और साथ ही साथ मुझे लगता है कि अवसर है आभार प्रकट करने का भी देश के राजनीतिक नेतृत्व का प्रधानमंत्री मोदी जी का कि जिस प्रकार का एक अनुकूलता कामकाज के वातावरण में आई उसके कारण ये संभव हो पाया.
This is Akashvani Kohima giving you the news. For quick news update, follow us on our X handles, AIR News Alerts and AIR_Kohima. You can also listen to this news bulletin on News on Air app and YouTube channel AIR News Kohima. Welcome back. You are listening to the evening news. District Dharti Abha Abhiyan Awareness and Benefit Saturation Camps were held across the districts in Nagaland today. In Mokchung, a block-level awareness and benefit saturation camp was held at the Block Development Office, Tuli Subdivision. During the camp, various services were provided, including Aadhaar registration, old-age, widow and Divyang pension schemes, the Chief Minister's microfinance initiative, health screening and consultation, and Ayushman Bharat and others. Under Zinaputo District, an awareness camp facilitation camp was conducted at the office of the ADC Agunato. Government officials, village council members and beneficiaries from 15 villages under Tokiye block attended the program. In Trangsang, the camp was held at Lirise village under Longkim block under the initiative of EAC Longkim, Jingmei, along with representatives from various line departments, banks and the post office. Principal Secretary of Law and Justice and Fisheries and Aquatic Resources, Nagaland, Waikiketo Sema, has stressed the need for coordinated efforts from the community, church and the state to combat the growing threat of drug abuse and illicit trafficking. Mr. Sema was today speaking at the International Day Against Drug Abuse and Illicit Trafficking program held at Operation Salvage Rehabilitation Center in Henning Kungla Paran District. He described drug abuse and trafficking as major threats to public health, social stability, economic development, and global security. The program was organized by Operation Salvage in collaboration with the Zilyangrong Students' Union and Zilyangrong Youth Organization, Nagaland. Minister of State for Social Justice and Empowerment, B.L. Verma, today said that over 14 crore people across the country have joined the Nasha Mukt Bharat Abhiyan so far. Addressing an event on the occasion of International Day Against Drug Abuse and Illicit Trafficking in New Delhi, the minister said that over 4 lakh educational institutions have also joined the campaign.
आज उनके लिए सही दिशा कैसे मिले, नशा मुक्ति अभियान से जुड़ करके कैसे उनको बनाए. आपने नुक्कड़ नाटक भी देखे होंगे, नाटक के माध्यम से तरह तरह से लगातार हमारे चाहे नशा मुक्ति केंद्र हैं, इन माध्यमों से हम हमारा मंत्रालय तरह तरह से स्कीम चला करके शिक्षण संस्थाओं के माध्यम से अलग अलग तरीके से हम जो प्रयास काम कर रहे हैं, हम निश्चित उस पर काबू भी पाएंगे.
In light of the ongoing outbreak of African swine fever, ASF, in Nagaland, the Department of Animal Husbandry and Veterinary Services has strongly advised all pig farmers and stakeholders to adopt strict precautionary measures to prevent the spread of the disease. The department stated that ASF is a highly contagious viral disease that affects both domestic and wild pigs with a 100% mortality rate once infected. Currently, there is no vaccine or treatment available. The department urged farmers to immediately report any sudden pig deaths or signs of illness to the nearest veterinary center. Farmers are also advised to stay alert and strictly follow all guidelines and advisories issued by the department. For assistance or to report suspected cases, farmers have been advised to contact nearest veterinary officer. And to end the news, here are the headlines once again. Nagaland observes International Day Against Drug Abuse and Illicit Trafficking. Minister Health and Family Welfare P. Paiwang Konyak assures to strengthen medical infrastructure in District Hospital PAC. India creates history, SpaceX Dragon spacecraft carrying Shubhanshu Shukla docks at space station, and District Dharti Abha Abhiyan awareness and benefit saturation camps held across Nagaland. That is all we have in this evening news bulletin. We will be back with the morning English news at 7:30 tomorrow. Good night.